What would you say to a woman who's kind of just beginning down the path that you've already been down?
I would tell her that she might be lucky and go through the treatment without too much side effects because others have. But by the same token, I'll say there will be times when you might not feel very good. And I said, I know that because I went through it. But it gets better. It maybe gets worse before it gets better, but it does get better.
Do you regret having made the decision to receive the treatment?
You know, when I was working the floor, I've always said I would never take chemo.
Really?
I have always said that. But I think when you're faced with the decision, because basically, regardless what your life is, people want to live.
When you used to think that you'd never take chemo, what were you thinking at that point?
Because I've seen a lot of people have done everything to the book and still have the cancer reoccur, you know? And you think, well, is it as good as they say, you know? But by the same token, I know living people who have been through it and 8 years, 10 years, and is still here.
I guess as an oncology nurse in a hospital, you might end up seeing people who maybe had more problems than the average people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if they just got their chemo and never had another problem,
right,
you never would have
mm-hmm.
seen them. Do you think that as an oncology nurse, maybe you underestimated the impact of chemotherapy on the patient?
Absolutely. Yes. It's not like an antibiotic. You know, it has more far-reaching side effects than some can be fixed quickly, some can't. It's just time, and you keep plugging at it.
Well, I think a lot of oncologists and oncology nurses reassure people about nausea and vomiting by saying we have all the new medications to try to deal with that, and it's probably not going to be a problem. And certainly, patients do a lot better today than they used to, but there still are people like you who have problems.
There is nothing that I know of for nausea that I didn't get. I got stuff I didn't even know about.
I think it must be a particularly distressing experience to have nausea and vomiting.
You didn't even want to swallow your saliva because you felt anything could trigger it off. You couldn't sleep at night because you slept so lightly that you were conscious that you were actually, you know, swallowing the saliva.
What was it that was sort of keeping you going through this?
I have to say family and friends. And I had good support from my doctors. My family doctor, I've had him for about 13 years. And Dr. Tanchu, she was always open and willing to discuss anything that was bothering me.
Any advice you might give to patients about sort of dealing with what you've had to deal with?
Well, ideally would be to avoid cancer if you could. But since you can't, just know that you can get through it. You know, there's a lot of new medications and treatment, I would say at least 80% of the time is effective. So
it's interesting. Looking at you, you look quite well.
Yes.
Do you feel well?
I feel well, yes. Other than the fatigue that I get at times, I have no complaints.